Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. May reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil throws the ball into Carew, who tags Reichardt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. May scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Melton. Mitterwald moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into right field. Kelly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kelly. Mitterwald moves to third. Heil moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan fires to first and has Allen trapped. There's the throw to Terrell, who tags Allen for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sharp hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Darwin moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Darwin moves to third. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sharp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Forster now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Jolis pinch hits for Steve Braun. Jolis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss strikes out. Two outs. Danny Walton pinch hits for Jim Holt. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Monson now playing third base. Jolis now playing first base. Danny Walton now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Jeter pinch runs for Carlos May. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeter. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Carew applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Monzon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald moves to third. Heil moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald scores. Heil moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Cy Acosta now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Heil scores. Carew moves to third. Terrell moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dan Monzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.